Today in Iraq, the most serious fighting has taken place at Najaf and Nasiriyah, just like the past few days, as lead elements of the American and British force push closer to Baghdad. Iraqi irregular units have been attacking along 200 miles of supporting troops and supplies. The UN Security Council is grappling with the humanitarian crisis in Iraq and the larger issue of the U.S.-led war in the Persian Gulf. The council members are trying to agree on a resolution that would allow Iraq's oil revenue to be used for immediate humanitarian assistance in Iraq. That would also require revisions in the oil for food program, but the council also is holding a public session so that non-council members may express their views of the war. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is following these discussions at the UN, and she joins us now. Vicky, can you tell us where the debate now stands on the humanitarian issue?
The Security Council, since late last week, has been talking about a resolution that's been requested by the Secretary General Kofi Annan that would make revisions in the oil for food program to make the oil revenue in Iraq available for emergency relief for Iraqi civilians. And the council agrees on the concept in principle, but there are some members, notably Russia, who have certain concerns. Russia has argued that any changes in the program should be temporary. And Russia's ambassador, Sergei Lavrov, also says that caring for Iraqi civilians really is the responsibility of the occupying powers in Iraq, the U.S. and Britain. He says the oil for food program should not be used to fulfill that responsibility. He also is concerned that the changes not give the U.S. control of Iraq's oil revenues downstream. And so diplomats came out of today's meeting, and they seemed much more upbeat than they have been, and they seem fairly optimistic that having agreed to put a 45-day cap on the changes, that they will be able to vote on a resolution this week.
Now, what about the public session, talking about the war itself? Who's spoken so far, and what's the overall tone?
The session was requested by Arab states. They're asking the Security Council to approve a resolution condemning the war against Iraq and demanding a ceasefire. The first, I think it's seven speakers, are all from Arab, are all Arab countries. Iraq's ambassador, Mohammed al-Duri, went first. When he addressed the council, he accused the United States and Britain of defying the will of the international community by invading Iraq. Al-Duri referred to the war as an Anglo-Saxon invasion that constitutes a material breach of international law. More than 40 other countries have asked to address the council, and the legitimacy of the war is expected to be a common theme.
Vicky, what about the larger issue of what happens in Iraq after the war? Is that also being discussed?
UN diplomats said today that it's premature to talk about that. They say they want to deal with the humanitarian issue first. But post-war Iraq certainly is in the air. Last night, the French and German ambassadors to the U.S. demanded that any administration of Iraq after the war be put under a UN umbrella. The French ambassador, Jean-David Levite, said that if the UN is not involved, after the war, you're likely to turn on your TV and see a split image on Al Jazeera television. He said you're likely to see, you know, an image of American tanks in Baghdad on one side of the screen and on the other, Israeli tanks in Gaza, you know, with a very, very negative effect in terms of public opinion in the Arab world. The U.S. seems to have a slightly different, or I should say the U.S. seems to have a different view of what should happen. Administration officials talk of a humanitarian role for the United Nations, but they've said nothing about asking the UN to take over the interim administration of the country.
All right. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.